Throughout the movement control order, delivery riders and runners have been extra busy as most people chose to stay indoors and prefer to have their items delivered right to their doorstep. With the work they're doing, they deserve more appreciation and to be treated with respect. But what this runner went through is a perfect example of people who are willing to take advantage of the underprivileged for their own selfish reasons. Harrel Nizam, who works as a runner, received a message from a potential customer who asked him to get some groceries from the nearby supermarket. He asked her what items she wanted and said that he was okay to get it from a nearby shop. Since it wasn't urgent, she said the items could be delivered the next day and gives her list, which included eggs, chicken meat, butter and onions. She asked the items to be delivered the next day if possible before 4 p.m. as she needed to cook. He was asked to go to a different shop for better products the next day. After informing her, he went to the shop and started to look for the needed products. However, since some of the products were not there, she even pleaded him to go to a different store. "Adik, I really need the buttercup. Can you find it another shop? I don't mind paying extra." Harrel then went to another supermarket and bought the items she wanted. She even apologized for troubling him. The final blow after going above and beyond for her when Harrel arrived at her place in Cheras, she said she'll bank in the money later as her line is slow. Purely out of the kindness of his heart, Harrel allowed this and gave all the groceries he bought for her. To his dismay, merely a few hours, he found out she had blocked his number. How could anyone think of cheating riders, especially at a time like this when everyone is having financial troubles? There's no excuse for treating another person like this. Also read, delivery riders spotted clearing Penang Road for road users after tree branches fell from bad weather. You have reached the end of this story.